This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
What does it take to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? According to Jesus, it includes this, found in Matthew 10:38, which says, "And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." This statement comes after Jesus had been talking about counting the cost to following him. Let's take a closer look at that. The word worthy means an estimate of value. So if you do not do these things, it is not just a matter of not being worthy, it is a matter of not being able to be worthy of him. Please notice that he does not say, "Pick up my cross." We are never asked to do what is impossible for us to do. It is interesting that the only time I have heard someone say, "This is my cross to bear," is when it is something hard or bad. But what about the things of your cross that are good? It seems they are never considered part of the cross. To carry the cross means that you recognize and submit to the authority of the one who caused you to carry the cross. It also refers to acknowledging that Jesus is your master, and that what comes into your life is what must come into your life to complete the work that was begun in you when you believed. There will be good, and there will be bad. But it is to persevere and not lose faith that will be required. Later, Jesus added to this statement as seen in Mark 8:34, which says, "And he summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" To deny oneself is to disown and renounce self and to subjugate all works, interests, and enjoyments. To deny oneself also means to refuse to consider yourself to be in charge of your own life. A person must be willing to lay aside the road he has chosen for himself and follow on the road Jesus has chosen for him. Sometimes the roads may be the same. Sometimes they may be entirely different. But in going on the road laid out for him by God, a man must decide to endure whatever is in store for him. His cross becomes all that he is and has. It becomes the day-to-day decisions and works that he chooses. It becomes the realization that Jesus is truly his roadmap. You are no longer the center of your life. You are no longer the one who can save yourself. You are no longer self-reliant. That means that you truly believe that it is Christ working in you that enables you to do the work of God. But there is one more addition to this statement found in Luke 9:23, which says, "And he was saying to them all, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.' It is a lifetime commitment, not a one-time commitment. Notice the progression in these scriptures. First, if we want to be his disciple, we are to take up our cross. And finally, we are to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily. Jesus sums it up like this in Luke 14:27, which says, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." If we want to be his disciple, we must do these things. If we don't do them, we cannot be his disciple. Paul speaks of this in Philippians 3:7, which says, "But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ." Paul is denouncing the things he had gained before his conversion, things done in his own flesh, before he picked up his cross and followed Jesus. We learn something else about the cross. If it gets too heavy, and we are meant to continue that way, God will bring someone to help us bear it. Remember, Simon of Cyrene was called to carry the cross of Christ, only the part Jesus could no longer do, the humanly physical part. The godly part was still carried by Jesus. As far as we know, Jesus did not ask for help, but his Father knew that he needed it, and so he provided it. So the cross each of us bears has many parts and many facets to it. Sometimes we need help with some part or facet of it, and that is when what is needed will be provided. But sometimes we refuse that help because we don't recognize our need, or perhaps because we don't want anyone to know what we are going through. So then we need to ask ourselves this: am I being stubborn and saying, "I can do this myself. I don't need help, thank you"? If so, perhaps that is a sign that we are in need of help. We have taken the cross of Christ upon our own shoulders in our own strength and not let Jesus be our strength and our help. Having said all that, I think John said it like this in 1 John 2:6. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. There are other requirements to being a disciple of Jesus. Look for them as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.